Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. We're going to start looking at some stories, true stories from the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament. This is a doctor's presentation of the story of Jesus Christ. I'm reading in Luke chapter 2. If you have a Bible, it would be a good thing to look at it with me. Chapter 2 and verse 40 talks about Jesus Christ, and it says this about his childhood: "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turning back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold thy father, and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said unto them, "How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business?" And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and man. Now this is an amazing little section from the Bible. It describes one of the unusual incidents in the life of Jesus Christ when he was a boy. Not much recorded about his boyhood. The testimony that God spoke audibly from heaven follows the Bible record of his boyhood when God says, "This is my well-beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." So God records publicly his pleasure over the childhood and adolescence of his son Jesus Christ. I don't know what you think about Jesus, but let me just record for you what the Bible says. As a child, he was strong and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. We read in this section about something that happened that frightened Mary and Joseph. Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. They were worried. They had the custodianship of this child, whom they believe, and I believe, and Christians believe, was the Son of God, visiting earth, that one day would die upon a cross to deal with man's evil, wickedness, and sin, and provide salvation and forgiveness if we would trust him and accept the gift of God, which is eternal life. So they would be frightened that they'd lost him. He's 12. He's in a fairly big city, which at times of its festivals and feasts might have had a population of up to 2 million people, I'm told, between 1 and 2 million people. Well, Mary and Joseph rush back, having identified the fact he's not with them. Probably quite normal to expect him to be with the family as they travel, but he's not there either, and they go back in terror, I imagine. I want you to notice the words of Jesus. "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" At this stage, he knew that God was his father, not Joseph. He knew that he had a business to do in this world, and that was to tell people about God. But more than that, it was that his work was to die for sin. Not his, for he had none, but ours. Today, hear what God has to say. Respect, love, revere, worship Jesus as the Son of God. Confess to God and his Son Jesus your guilt and sin, and you can know his forgiveness. Thank you for listening. Come again.